Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Welcome back. This is the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live and local here in Richmond on a Wednesday, July 16th. So we're 30 days away, a month away from Football Festival, and 50 days away from kickoff to the 2025 NFL regular season. 50 days away from kickoff. Stub, do you have any NFL theme music here just for a second here, because we're 50 days away, Biff. We are 50 days away from kickoff. What are you watching on TV tonight? Nothing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to stare at the calendar and look at that thing for 50 days until we get ready for the NFL. 50 days away from kickoff. And the NFL released a image 50 days away from kickoff with seven faces of the league. We've come up with a list of who we believe are the 10 faces of the National Football League. We'll bring that to you at 1:15 on NFL Hits. But it is time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And to honor the 50 days away from kickoff, here are AWOD's 50 reasons the Washington Commanders will make the playoffs once again. Biff, we're talking about a 12-win football team. We're talking about a team that won two more in the postseason, got to the conference championship game for the first time in 30 years. And they needed to be aggressive because it's an arms race in the NFC. Everybody's trying to keep up with the Eagles. Rams made their move. Lions made their moves. Bears got a new coach. Everybody is all in to keep up with the Eagles. And so Washington had to be aggressive. The most important offseason in franchise history, in my mind, to build off the 12 wins. And Adam Peters got to work. I made two trades, Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, a bunch of solid free agents, and I believe they've hit on several draft picks once again. 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs. Reason number one is Jaden Daniels' legs. This is why the NFL is scared of him. This is why I don't believe in a sophomore slump, because the rest of the rookie quarterbacks that struggled in year two didn't have the leg speed that Jaden Daniels has to make a guy miss in the backfield, to turn a nothing burger of a play into 15 yards, to convert on 4th and 15 against your arch rival because linebacker Zach Bond can't tackle an open space. Jaden Daniels' legs are reason number one. Reason number two, Jaden Daniels' arm strength. I mean, it's just going to get better. It's just going to get better. I don't know about you guys, but I clicked and zoomed on every photo of Jaden Daniels at OTAs and minicamp. And Biff, I saw a bigger arm. I saw a bigger bicep. I saw a guy put in the work this offseason. That arm strength, it's going to be stronger. That arm strength, it's going to lead to deeper balls down the field for Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. Reason number three, 50 reasons AWOD believes the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Jaden Daniels' accuracy. His completion numbers as a rookie are why everybody talked about that as one of the most iconic rookie seasons in NFL history. Completion percentage for most of the season was 69 or 70. You didn't even see Aaron Rodgers with that last year. I mean, at times Patrick Mahomes struggled to have that good of a completion percentage. Jaden Daniels' iconic rookie season, maybe the most important stat was that completion percentage, that accuracy on third and fourth down. Number four, I told you about the aggressiveness of this front office. We brought in an all-pro wide receiver who's ready for a bounce-back season. Number four, Deebo Samuel, bounce-back season. I don't think there's anybody that's gotten more hate in one offseason than Deebo Samuel. Bring on the haters, because Deebo is ready. And just like I clicked and zoomed on Jaden photos, I thought Deebo looked jacked. Oh, this talk that he's fat from Terrell Owens. We'll see if he's fat in September when he's going for a $150 against the New York Giants through the air and through the ground, because my man is a dual threat, ability to run the ball and catch it. Number five, the improved offensive line. And with an improved offensive line, you'll have more time in the pocket for Jaden Daniels to find his best weapons.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Number six, there's only one guy on this team that I feel like has to prove it this year. You can have a contract season that gives you some extra motivation, but when you have a prove it or you might be out of the league season, you're going to get some extra juice. And to me, this is a prove it year for Brian Robinson Jr.
100%.
If he does not have 1,000 yards, I'm not sure another team is going to take a shot on him. Running back is the youngest position in the NFL. You have these guys, they grab the guys out of college, they run them into the dirt for 4 years, and then they recycle and they bring in a new guy. And Washington brought in somebody already in Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt that might be breathing down Brian Robinson's neck, and it might be Chris Rodriguez as well. This is his prove it year, and I believe he will prove it. He's recent number six, AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Number seven, Jalen Lane will return a punt for a touchdown just like he did for the Virginia Tech Hokies. I think we were getting one of the best special teamers that was drafted this year. I saw him play at Virginia Tech. Jaden Daniels way better than Kyren Drones, as much as I like Kyren Drones. He's going to be much better, I think, in the slot. The biggest issue offensively for the Hokies last year was they had to like manufacture ways to get Jalen Lane the ball. For Washington, it's just going to be Jaden Daniels with his accuracy, but I'm putting him at number seven because I believe he will have a punt return for a touchdown that will completely change the game. Number eight, Zach Ertz to build off of the chemistry with Jaden Daniels. Those two worked together terrifically last year, and I keep going back to the interview that I heard in which an NFL insider was talking about how Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, and even Travis Kelce have just gotten better with age. That they hit the number at like 32 years old, where usually you see tight ends drop off, but when you've mastered the position like they have, you can have continued success. Number nine, AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. It's Cliff Kingsbury and his brilliant play calls. I'm still not over the flea flicker screen pass to Austin Eckler that went for 25 yards. The tunnel screen to Terry McLaurin that he took to the house against the Detroit Lions. Or how about the stones to call a fake punt in a conference championship game? I wanted trick plays. I got a Hail Mary. Cliff Kingsbury's brilliant play calls will be a reason the Commanders make the playoffs again. Number 10. Stop, I think you're going to like this one. You got a tough schedule. You got some road games. Heck, you're going to Madrid. But you know what? Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Reason number 10.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Do you know what number 11 is then?
Is it going to start with a B?
Brotherhood. Belief. And look at everybody in that locker room and say, be you. Belief, brotherhood, and be you. Number 12, Dan Quinn's leadership. He was my coach of the year last year, taking a 4-win team to 12 wins to the postseason. No other team had an 8-win turnaround like Washington. Anytime this team went to the locker room losing or went to the locker room tied, Dan Quinn's leadership led to them winning the game late. And a lot of his leadership is the work they did behind the scenes in training camp and before the season and preseason. Situational football is Dan Quinn's special sauce. 13, ton of primetime games. How do you make the playoffs? above 500 record in primetime this season. Above five. We're not going to win all the primetime games. I mean, heck, we got like Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, back to back to back. We're not going to go undefeated in primetime. But if the Commanders can go above 500 in primetime and then kick the living crap out of every team that comes to Northwest Stadium, they're getting back to the postseason. Number 14, I told you this was my hot take of the entire offseason, Frankie Louvu All-Pro season. Frankie Louvu Pro Bowler, Frankie Louvu All-Pro, Frankie Louvu, one of the best defensive players in the National Football League this year. I thought last year he arrived. He's totally in his prime right now. He's going to be given more responsibility this year next to Bobby Wagner, who's getting up there in age. Yeah, Frankie Louvu All-Pro. Number 15, Mikey Sainristil will have 4 interceptions.
Uh-huh. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Hey, stop. I'm not saying he's going to return it for a touchdown, but I'm saying Mikey Sainristil will have 4 interceptions.
I'd love to see a Mikey pick 6.
Dude, he's going to build off of his rookie season. He's going to have more opportunities because I think as he's probably going to either be a starting corner on the outside or a starting corner on the inside for the entire season. They're going to throw his way. And last year, he had a couple really big packs deflections in the red zone. I think he had one against the Titans that was really impressive. He will have 4 interceptions this year. Number 16, Will Harris, 2 picks. Will Harris, 2 picks. I'm not asking for a touchdown. I'm not asking for 10. If Jeremy Chinn can make an impact, hopefully Will Harris can have 2 picks. Number 17, a lot of people questioned Javon Kinlaw signed this offseason. I'm not asking him to do much, but Javon Kinlaw will stop the run. Javon Kinlaw will set the edge, and we won't have Saquon Barkley go off for a buck 50. Javon Kinlaw will stop the run. Number 18, Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. This is going to be Daron Payne bringing the pain this season. I feel like maybe Jonathan Allen was holding him back. That's been his best friend since he was like 19 years old. Where's your buddy now? He's getting paid somewhere else. You want to get paid? You got to play like you want to get paid. Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. 19, Bobby Wagner stuffing running backs. Number 20, a 4-0 start to the season. Washington.
Touchdown!
With wins over the Giants.
Touchdown, Washington!
Touchdown with a win over the Green Bay Packers on 9/11 Thursday night from Lambeau Field. Victory over the Vegas Raiders. Victory over the Atlanta Falcons. That's 4 wins, 4-0 to start the season. 4 teams that we were better than last year, and 4 teams that I don't think had as much of an impactful offseason as Washington with the guys that we brought in, like I mentioned. Wins over New York, Green Bay, Vegas, and Falcons. 4-0 to start the season. That's the top 20 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. I've got 50 reasons. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer, and we are 50 days away from kickoff. 50 days away from the start of the 2025 NFL regular season. And to honor the 50 days away, I have come up with my list of 50 reasons the Commanders will make it back into the playoffs. Are you feeling pretty confident over there? Back into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, definitely out of every season I've been waiting for, definitely the most confident that I've been.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely just a little worried because it's like we have high expectations.
We do have high expectations. We have a tough schedule. We have a ton of primetime games. But we have the X factor that is quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. Went through the top 20 reasons the Commanders will get into the postseason. We continue here on the Commanders' Corner. And number one, it's disgruntled wide receiver Terry McLaurin. I believe he'll get a new contract, and I believe he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver once again. He just has created this bond with Jaden Daniels where the two can count on each other on third down. Heck, they can count on each other in the red zone. But another year of Cliff Kingsbury's offense, another year of an improved offensive line, quick passes to Terry. I mean, you got improved wide receiver too, which means less times that you can double Terry McLaurin. I have Terry McLaurin being a 1,000-yard receiver as number 21.
Daniels lobs it up towards McLaurin. He's open. Over his shoulder. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. What a throw by Daniels to McLaurin.
McLaurin, not saying he gets 13 touchdowns, but 1,000 yards receiving is 21. 22, Laremy Tunsil protecting Jaden Daniels against all the great pass rushers that we're going to go against. That's Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, the pair of the Eagles pass rushers, Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. You go down the list. You go through the schedule here. We've got some tough edge rushers that we'll play against. That's why it was so crucial that Adam Peters locked in a blindside tackle and one that's a dog in LT, Laremy Tunsil. He's reason number 22. 23, Mekhi Becton helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl as an oversized guard. Brandon Coleman will help the Commanders get back into the postseason as an oversized guard. I think he's going to be dominant at left guard. It's not like he didn't play that successfully at TCU the year they made it to the conference championship. I really think the work Brandon Coleman had to do to prepare to play left tackle in the National Football League last offseason is going to be way more difficult than the work that he has to put in this offseason to play left guard. Because you got a solid center to your right in Tyler Biadasz and a beast at left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. I think Coleman will be dominant at left guard. 24, we're going 2-0 versus the New York Giants, baby. We're going 2-0 versus the New York Giants. It starts week one. 4-0 to start the season. A butt-whooping of the Giants, the G-men, to start the season. Reason number 24, the Commanders get back in the postseason, 2-0 versus the Giants. Reason 25 is that we're not going to let the Dallas Cowboys beat us on our home stadium anymore.
Absolutely.
We're not
going
to let the Dallas Cowboys win a game because Austin Seibert missed an extra point.
Absolutely.
Matt Gay at the kicker position, a much-improved defense, and a defensive scheme that's going to go to work on Dak Prescott, 2-0 versus the Dallas Cowboys. That's reason 25. Reason 26, we play against the AFC West. I'm scared of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
But we're 3-1 versus the AFC West this upcoming season. I do not see us losing to the Vegas Raiders. the LA Chargers or Sean Payton's Denver Broncos. I have a feeling that Dan Quinn is still upset about Sean Payton a couple years ago saying, I've reached out to Washington ownership. They want me to come in and be the head coach. We never wanted Sean Payton. We never wanted you. I don't even think you're that good of a coach. You got all your success from Drew Brees. That's it. How many coaches out there had a Drew Brees? He did. Sean Payton did. So that is reason 26. 3-1 versus the AFC West. Not saying we're going to beat the Chiefs. I think we beat everybody else in that division. Reason 27 is Jaden Daniels gets 4,000 passing yards. He had, I believe, 3,600 last year. And he didn't play the fourth quarter against the Browns. He didn't play three quarters against the Carolina Panthers. That might have been 400 yards right there to put him over the 4,000 mark. Oh, yeah. We also sat him for most of the last game of the season against the Dallas Cowboys. He should have been at that 4,000 mark. Now you add Deebo Samuel, an improved offensive line, maybe a rookie Jalen Lane that pops or a Luke McCaffrey. I believe he can get that 4,000 passing yards just by playing 17 games. That's reason number 27. 28, he had 851 rushing yards. I think he has over 800 once again. I mean, I go back to reason number one, that the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Jaden Daniels' legs are reason number one. Reason number 28, his legs are going to help him run for 800 yards. Reason number 29, not just a lot of passing yards, not just a lot of rushing yards, not just a lot of touchdowns and big moments. But Jaden Daniels will be in the MVP conversation throughout the entire season. Jaden Daniels will be mentioned when you talk about most valuable player every single time it's brought up on CBS Sports, NFL Network, ESPN, doesn't matter. When you mention MVP, it's going to be Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Daniels for MVP. Reason number 30 is the year two draft picks take a massive leap forward.
Touchdown, Washington!
Yeah, and that includes Luke McCaffrey hopefully getting the end zone. We had losers drafting picks for so many years. Just guys that are out of the league now were drafted by Washington. Has Jamin Davis gotten picked up? Is Emmanuel Forbes going to make an impact this year?
Absolutely not.
We finally have a competent GM in Adam Peters. And I think every single one of his picks are going to take a massive leap forward in year two. And that might be a sneaky guy like Javonte Jean-Baptiste ends up on the field and making an impact. Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, Brandon Coleman, and Jaden Daniels, Mikey Sainer still start the conversation of year two guys that I think will take a massive leap forward. Reason 31, 7 wins at home at Northwest Stadium. 7 wins at home at Northwest Stadium. Reason 32, Austin Eckler will randomly have a huge game. He will have a random game where he becomes untackleable, and he's like a bowling ball running through people. He did that like 3 times this past season. Austin Eckler will have one random huge game, and it might be where he just has a kick return for a touchdown, as he nearly did last year, or a screen pass that he takes to the house. That dude is locked in. That dude's a gamer. And Biff, I hope you saw the video of him yesterday doing one-handed pull-ups.
I did.
I mean, come on now. Austin Eckler will have one random massive game. Reason 33, against the Detroit Lions, Marshawn Lattimore will shut down Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is the game, the bounce-back game for Marshawn Lattimore will be against the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra's not a top 10 wide receiver. He's not even better than Terry McLaurin. Reason 34, how did Dan Quinn have success in Dallas as a defensive coordinator? It wasn't the amount of yards that he gave up every game. It wasn't the amount of touchdowns that he limited offenses to. It was the turnovers. The defense turnover margin will be much improved this year with Dan Quinn's tutelage, Joe Witt Jr.'s schemes. That's reason 34. Reason 35, Sam Cosmi makes his triumphant return to the Washington offensive line, and he makes that unit elite.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Bunch of rushing touchdowns from the boys because of that O-line creating a push and dominating in the trenches. First 4 weeks of the season, I don't think you see Sam Cosmi.
No.
I'm hoping by like week 7, he's back. He's back at full health. He's back in good form. And I think it's an elite offensive line with Tunsil, Coleman, Biotis, Cosmi, and then hopefully your rookie Josh Connerly can make an impact at right tackle. That could be an elite offensive line when Cosmi makes his return. 35 reasons the Commanders We'll be back in the playoffs once again. And that's got to be the goal for this season, to get back into the playoffs. You make the playoffs year after year after year, eventually I think you're going to break that door down and either advance to the Super Bowl or hoist the Lombardi Trophy by winning it all. Got to make it back-to-back years. You got to get in the playoffs. You got to get in the dance to have a chance. 35 reasons. I've got 50 reasons Washington will be making it back into the playoffs this season. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Going through my list here of the 50 reasons, as we are 50 days away from kickoff, 50 reasons the Commanders will make it back into the playoffs. And I want to take this time to rewind for a second, let everybody know about AWOD's 2.5-year plan. Stub, you remember my 2.5-year plan. When Adam Peters was hired, I put together my plan. A 2.5-year plan for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl.
It's going pretty well.
Halfway through, I feel pretty good about this happening. So, Adam Peters gets hired. That first offseason was the half of the year, and he drafts Jaden Daniels. Then we play a full season, and they win 12 games. So, we're a year and a half into the Adam Peters experience here, right? And this whole offseason has been a big step forward, and they'll play one more regular season. And then by next offseason, I don't think we're like putting the building blocks together. I think we're putting the finishing touches on a championship roster.
I like that.
Right?
I like that,
like,
a lot.
This year, we made some decent moves in the draft and free agency. Next year, it's like dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Oh, we need a right guard next year. Oh, we need a left guard next year. Oh, we need another tight end. You know, we've got the building blocks in place. Hopefully, we got quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, defense, offensive line. You know, maybe next year we're drafting a middle linebacker to replace Bobby Wagner. Next year, it's just, you know, like I said, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making sure this is a full championship caliber roster. But what they've done already this offseason, I don't think it's a Super Bowl winning team, but I feel very strongly it's a playoff team once again. We've gone through 35 reasons the Commanders will make it to the playoffs once again. 36, Quan Martin pick six game. Quan Martin to the house. Quan Martin did it against the Detroit Lions when it mattered most. I mean, we talked about guys were expecting to take a big leap forward this year. I think Quan Martin's near the top of that list. When you consider last year, he was kind of like his arrival, right? He started the entire season. He made an impact in the playoffs. And he was just kind of learning and grasping Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn schemes defensively. Now, his Jeremy Chin's gone. He's going to step into a bigger role. I think he'll have a pick six at one point this season. 37, an elite offensive line, a Brian Robinson in a prove-it year, Austin Eckler, Deebo Samuel, his other running backs, Jaden's ability to run. The offensive line will help this rushing attack average 4.3 or more yards per carry. 4 times 3 is 12. That's a first down if we just run the damn ball. Run the damn ball! 37, reason that we're going to make the playoffs once again is offense will rush for 4.3 or more yards per carry. 38, wisdom from Marcus Mariota helps Jaden once again. I mean, this offseason, so many things could have gone wrong. Heck, Cliff Kingsbury could have been the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Marcus Mariota could have been the team's starting quarterback. Vegas reached out to him, asked if he wanted to come back, right? So Mariota could have left. And you bring in Josh Johnson as well. Mariota's wisdom will help us win one game this year. If not him getting on the field and playing, knock on wood, Jaden doesn't get hurt, but we have a competent backup in Mariota. He's reason 38. This team will make it back to the playoffs once again. Reason 39, this is an offense that was historic last year. Biff, you know what I'd never seen my team do? I've watched every game since I was like in diapers. Never seen my team play a game in which we didn't punt the football. And we did that for, what, like 8 straight quarters?
Yeah.
Maybe 9? Because we didn't punt in the Bengals game. We didn't punt in the Cardinals game. And I don't know if we punted for like 3 quarters of that Browns game. Right? Like, we didn't punt the football.
No.
Check Tressway's stats from the first 6 games of the season. Ain't much to find.
No.
Not much to find. And so reason number 39 why Washington will make the playoffs once again is the offense will catch fire over like a 3 or 4 game stretch where it's just impossible to get us off the field. because of our efficiency running the ball, because of Jaden Daniels' completion percentage, and because of how damn good this team is on fourth down. Reason number 40, 40 reasons the Commanders will make it into the postseason once again. Reason 40 is that Madrid trip is going to be a huge success. My dad's
touchdown!
In.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
My dad already put in a down deposit. I mean, what is it? A down payment. A deposit. My dad will be in Barcelona, and then we'll be traveling to Madrid and that's hopefully sick. See Jaden Daniels throw touchdown passes from the Bernabeu. How crazy is that?
That's so sick.
And the other thing about that Madrid trip that I'm so jealous that everyone's going, and you know this, is Real Madrid put millions, if not billions, into that stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
It's massive.
It's beautiful, too.
Is he going on that tour with the... Did he get that scam tour, or is it
hey,
just going?
We're saying it's not a scam, but he's supposed to have brunch with Joe Theismann at one time during the trip.
Cool.
All right? Joe T, you got to come in clutch for my dad. Reason 40, the Madrid trip will be a huge success. Reason 41, Dan Quinn will be a Coach of the Year candidate. All season long, you'll be talking about how Dan Quinn has coached this team up, how his leadership is leading them leading the pace in the NFC. I mean, I really think there's going to be a point this season, and it might not be at the end because, heck, we got two of our last three games against the Eagles, and that's going to be tough. There will be a point this season where you look at the standings in the NFC, and the Commanders will be top dogs in the NFC. Part of that's because I believe we will be 4-0. I even see a path to 7-0 to start the season. I think there's some cupcake games, you know, in the first 4 weeks. If we can get to that win in Lambeau week two, that's the difficult one. I think we can start the season 4-0. But I have a feeling we're going to be top of the NFC about like the halfway mark, and Dan Quinn will be a Coach of the Year candidate. Reason 42, when Deebo Samuel has this bounce back season that I'm predicting he will have, and gets probably 6 or 7 touchdowns, 1,000 yards receiving, is involved in the rushing game, is once again one of the most difficult tackles in the league. Can't bring him down? What do you think people are going to be saying? They're going to be saying, wow, Debo's amazing. How did San Francisco let him go? Adam Peters, GM candidate of the year. When Debo hits, Adam Peters will be mentioned as a GM candidate of the year. Reason number 43, Cliff Kingsbury was like America's favorite coach a couple years ago. He was America's darling, right? I mean, you remember the image of him in his mansion in Arizona at the draft, and he had this beautiful view of Scottsdale, Arizona. He was the big dog on campus in Arizona, and the league caught up to him, and he fell flat on his face and somehow ended up in Thailand with his girlfriend,
yeah.
Right? And then he worked at USC under Lincoln Riley. And this was his welcome back to the league year. And all the talk was, he's going to fall off a cliff. His offense is in the second half of the season. They're never very good. Even Michael Phillips had to put soap in his mouth and wash his mouth after he was talking all this smack that Cliff was going to fall off a cliff. It didn't happen. So reason 43, the Commanders get back into the playoffs. Cliff Kingsbury will become America's favorite offensive coordinator. Last year it was Ben Johnson. Oh my goodness, did the experts... glaze Ben Johnson, right?
Glaze.
That's the word what all the Gen Zers use. Yeah, they were obsessed with him. Cliff Kingsbury will become America's favorite offense coordinator this season. Cliff Kingsbury, America's favorite OC. Reason 44, Luke McCaffrey will have a breakout game. I mean, dude, you were tracking the stats. PFF said that he had among some of the best in terms of separation.
Yeah.
Right? He created the separation. Jaden just didn't throw him the ball because Terry had 13 touchdowns. Noah Brown was awesome catching Hail Marys. And Olamide Zaccheaus was used wisely in the slot, right? Luke McCaffrey will have a breakout game. Don't know if he has a breakout season, but he'll have a breakout game that makes a difference and helps Washington get back into the playoffs. Reason 45, it's that jersey right behind you. The one that was worn by Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, Mark Rippon, the throwback uniform worn the Seattle game, the Broncos game, and Christmas against the Dallas Cowboys.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
There's going to be a lot of that from Bram Weinstein in those three games. Washington goes 3-0 in throwback uniforms. Reason 45, the Commanders make it back into the playoffs. Reason 46, I'm going to probably go to this game. You said you're going to go to your first ever game.
I am.
I'm pumped up for that. Which game is that?
Denver Broncos.
So I just predicted a win, 3-0 and throwback
uniforms,
right? Thank you.
I appreciate that, yeah.
I want to go to the Washington Commanders week 3 home game that I'm expecting to be a beatdown against Sin City. A blowout home win versus the Vegas, where Tom Brady considers coming out of the owner's booth and getting onto the field because of how bad Geno Smith's getting destroyed by the Commanders. I mean, Ashton Jeanty might have one good run and one good touchdown. That's going to be a demolishing of the Vegas Raiders, because I think we're going to have some momentum by then, or we're going to be pissed off after losing to the Packers. Either we'll be 2-0, ready to make it 3-0 and undefeated at home, or we're going to be seeking revenge. And oh yeah, tell me the best thing about that Vegas Raiders game week 3. What's the date on that?
The 21st.
September 21st. Oh yeah, 10 days after the Packers game. The boys are going to be fully healthy and ready to roll. Just a demolishing of Sin City. Reason 47, Jaden Daniels stays healthy. Reason 48, the defense stays healthy. Reason 49, there will be a new edge rusher in the building before September. And reason 50, do you have the Hail Mary call, Stubb? I wish we had it like on the touchscreen, because I love it so much. It's caught! Noah Brown will play at least 8 games. If Noah Brown stays healthy, wrap it up right there. That's reason 50. The Commanders make it back into the playoffs. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We close it out with reason number 50. That's Noah Brown, the Hail Mary man, playing at least 8 games healthy this season. That's AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make it back into the playoffs 2 years in a row. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So while I'm frustrated with the Commanders front office not getting a deal done with Commanders superstar wide receiver Terry McLaurin, I wanted to give the Commanders social media team, everybody behind the scenes, a big round of applause, a standing ovation, because a knock at the door and a surprise jersey retirement for Art Monk really made my day watching that video, seeing the look on his face when he talks with Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders. And so I think it's awesome. It's a long time coming. It needed to be to happen. Another notch in Josh Harris's belt that he's done good, connecting the past with the future here, because you have to honor the Super Bowl champion, the legend, number 81, Art Monk. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the legend in the DMV, Super Bowl champion, and my partner on Saturdays on The Fan, Rick Doc Walker. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, what? Content, brother. We got good content. And I couldn't be happier that a good dude who was a terrific player who was not built for social media. It would have been so funny if there had been social media now with Art, because he just doesn't give a crap about nothing but performing and his teammates. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised is an understatement for this one.
Doc, I've got an intern with us this summer. He's 23 years old, and I put him to work here to do some research about Art Monk. Why don't you speak to my younger audience here that never got to see Art Monk play? What was it like when he was wearing that Redskins jersey?
Well, I think the young people now take last season with JD5 and amplify it to the fifth degree, because what they created last year is what we lived with. I mean, we went to back-to-back Super Bowls while I was here. Now, we went in 0-5 to start it off, but we ended up in a promised land. So now this year it is the biggest test. Like I said, we went back-to-back Super Bowls. Now we're hoping that last year wasn't a fluke and improve it if they can go back-to-back NFC championship games and even beyond.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost unfathomable for me to think about my favorite team that I've only seen play since 93 going to back-to-back Super Bowls. Just unbelievable what it must have been like when the team was having that success. So how would you describe Art on the field? What kind of a route runner, the hands he had? How would you describe him as a wide receiver?
Well, Hall of Fame level. He could run everything on the route tree, had size and speed, catch radius, He's a Hall of Famer. So, and they didn't give it to him because he's comical or has a great personality or is a good-looking guy. They gave it to him because his body of work. So almost every third down, we had to go to him. Just ask Joe Theismann what that was like. And it's different because Mark Rippon, Doug Williams, they had the posse. So they had a mature, their product had already matured, so they had options. They were like, to me, Doug and them were like Joe Burrow, pick your poison. With Art, we had Art, and then also another thing, too, you didn't know it yet, but you really didn't know and recognize how good Charlie Brown was. Virgil and Al, them dudes, man, them dudes. And don't forget, we had Donnie, and we had Clint. We had backs. We had Joe Washington. We had to have 10 people because we had to do it as a group. And the fact that we were able to win without Art for a minute, that was the impetus of starting the Fun Bunch, was because he got injured. And honestly, we played Detroit in that playoff game, and we had no idea who they're going to. So everybody had to pick their game up a bit, and Joe Theismann was good enough to spread the ball around. Now we were very difficult to defend because you didn't know where the ball was going without Art. So his injury, it killed us, but it also made us almost impossible to deal with from an air game because you didn't know where the ball was going. And then John just juiced his game up even more, and he was a beast. So that Art will always be attached to Super Bowls, whether he played in that other one or not, because without him, we probably wouldn't even have made the playoffs.
Doc Walker with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline talking about the jersey retirement for number 81, Art Monk. You mentioned earlier about what it would have been like if he played in the social media era. Can you tell us a story about what Art Monk is like off the field?
He's amazing, and I will keep his privacy at that because it would drive him nuts. Look, he sat right in front of me in our meeting. He's a caricature. He can draw characters. Caricatures. He is brilliant with a pen or whatever that number, 2 or 3 pencil is. And he would draw some of our teammates, and he would make them look like monsters. It would be the most. Imagine being in a room, and Joe is upstage talking serious, and I get the best, Joe Jackson Gibbs. And we're in the back like, you know, it's like little rascals. So the back row is, you know, is Alvin Garrett, Bostic, Riggo, me, Art's up front, Calvin Muhammad, and Virgil C. So we're in the back. And if somebody puts up a caricature of somebody, you almost want to split your stomach from laughing while Joe is talking. And Art's that way. Plus, we didn't have video, but we did have Tron. So we had one video game. We were right at the tip of all of these video games. So we were competitive as hell. So when it came to Tron was the one that we would all decide, if you hit him with enough of these saucers, he just disintegrated. And to get to that, it was like, I think it was 5,000 points. And I'm sworn to secrecy on how often we did that and how late we stayed. We come in next morning, what time do you check out? And I will never divulge those times. But believe me, you would not believe it. And we had a pot, you know, at the end. So pre all this wagering and stuff, we were in the Stone Ages, but at least we were at the tip of it. So I like to tell my kids, who I didn't allow them to play any games because I know what it had done to me. I played Tron in television baseball. I was in a league for in television baseball. It couldn't be beaten. And I realized how much time I put into it. And I said, I never let them play. I pulled the cord. I said, because I knew then it got us as adults, grown behind men. I thought, no, got to let it go.
Doc Walker with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline talking about Art Monk getting his jersey retired. An awesome video posted by the Commanders yesterday. Number 81, yep. 12,700 plus yards, 65 plus touchdowns. Doc, when you close your eyes and you think about Art Monk on the field, what route? Is there something specific that you picture when you close your eyes and you think about Art Monk on the field?
Well, we had a thing called 85. We had dodge routes where you got option. Just like an option route he's great at. But him running an out is a thing of art, because he could post guys up. When he broke the record against Denver, and I was, you know, doing a sideline reporter, or I was with Channel 4 at the time. I remember coming in to interview him, because he didn't want to do interviews. You know, if he dropped a pass, which is rare, he would talk. If he caught the game winner, good luck. But I knew how to go where he would go out the side entrance to go to the back end. And he wasn't kidding. He did not want to talk about himself. Selfless in that, but highly competitive. He was also doesn't get credit for being on special teams. And his rookie year, he and Jarius White were what they called Rip and Liz. And they're the two guys that are dealing with the opposing team's kill man, the stretch, spread out, and he's the attack guy. They're the best I've seen, that tandem. You get a great corner, a guy, good man-to-man corner, and James Arthur, who was bigger than most of those release guys, faster and just as strong. Watching those guys on teams beat people up on the opposing team on special teams, he was great. And nobody ever talks about his special team contribution, and I know why, because he's good at everything he did, but he was tough enough. And then with Terry Metcalf, working out with these guys, seeing how he trained after practice, the things that he did, he had a weight vest that he introduced. He and Terry had, and I tried it. I lasted about as long as a Pop-Tart can come out of a toaster. I said, you dudes are insane. They're wearing this 15-pound body pack and working out with that. And this happened at 8 o'clock almost every night of the week. He's just a tireless worker, and he breaks the I don't know whatever you think about wide receivers outside of being flamboyant. Art's just like a librarian, but he'll rip your heart out. So, yeah, couldn't be happier for him.
Doc, really appreciate you joining us to go down memory lane here. Some awesome stories. I love having you on the show. Let's get to the topic at hand here, and with Terry McLaurin. I've chosen to stay ultra positive. I think he said his piece. We all want to be heard, right? Is this mic working, right? I want to be heard. I want my opinion to be heard. Terry McLaurin let everybody know how disrespected he feels. I think Adam Peters is going to hear that, and I think he gets a deal done. I'm staying ultra positive. Where do you weigh in on this?
Well, I don't. I'm just disappointed that it has chewed up so much time that I really wasn't able to talk as much Wizards, which I know you are. I can't wait to hear you this weekend, because they won me over this week just on their effort. It's the first time I've seen what I'm looking for. And I didn't know if they had it. They got it. And I saw it with my own eyes. Love what the Mystics are doing. I'm not going to waste more than 10 seconds. This was it's a recruiting stunt. The agent, congratulations, because most people bite on it. It's a negotiation. And if you did your homework, then you know that our general manager was with the Niners. They've had people as good, if not better, than Terry. They don't sign any of them because they're in camp.
Yep.
Period. And so what Terry did was, you know, you win the average fan, that's fine. But what credit does that give you? I mean, the court of personal opinion, who cares? It's a negotiation. And it really, but now he's true. He's a warrior. He almost cried to me. He was like he's hurt. And this is business. And you make millions of dollars, and most people don't. It's business. Can he play? Heck yes. That top 10 that he just missed, he was so easy 11th. Is it an embarrassment to say out of 32, if he was the 11th best quarterback in the world, he'd be considered a stud? But he's going to be beat up because he's the 11th wide receiver? The people that think that way aren't involved in pro football. That's all I can say. I love the dude. To me, he's a symbol. He's the ultimate commander. Until he's not here, then I'll pick somebody else. But I can't lose a wink of sleep over it, because it's the NFL. You could sign him tomorrow. He could break his ankle the next day. Now what you going to do? You going to forfeit the season? No, you're not. So when he signs, I'll be thrilled. If he doesn't sign, I'll be thrilled. because I got to go with who's here, not who's not here. I don't operate that way. But again, I'm not on air right now. I'm not in the 3 hours. You are. So I can take that pastor.
Oh, Doc, always appreciate it, man. Great
hey,
stuff.
Hey, man, you're the best. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you. Thank you. That is later, Rick brother. Doc Walker. Right. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AY Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So that was awesome to hear from the Super Bowl champion, legend in the DMV, and a friend of the show. So cool to be able to call him a friend of the show, Doc Walker, talking about all things Art Monk. Biff, I put you to work. You know I love to give homework assignments
to
my producers. Let's bring it to the table here. Your book report on Art Monk, a guy you never got to see play, but the Commanders are going to honor his legacy by retiring jersey number 81.
So one thing you should know about me is there's a reason why I'm into the talk sports, because I'm not a good writer. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. My professor said I got better over the year.
Okay.
But
you're a professor at High Point.
High Point University. Go Panthers. I'll read it word for word what I have. All right.
All right.
So I'm too young to have watched the Hogs era. I'm 21, but every Commander's family gathering, and by family it means my friend's family, the uncles, we like to call them, tell me Art Monk is the king of third downs. Or Some of them say they invented the 3rd and 7. I'm like, well, first off, that's probably not true. But I'm like, so how good is this guy? Because I do all-time Redskins, Commanders, and Art Monk's not on there because I don't know. So I did my research.
Now, I'll cut you off real quick. Doc Walker did talk about how he perfected the out route.
Yes.
And that's what I think of on third downs was, 10 yards out, tippy toes, get the toes in, get out of bounds.
I've watched highlights, and then I realized why he's the king of third downs, because he's got the ultimate route running and the catching ability.
He had an aura.
And I want to ask you before I continue, is a player comparison this year, and I'm just going to ask, and if you have a player in mind, is he like a Mike Evans type of player? I don't want to disrespect him at all, but is he like, playing wise, is he like a Mike Evans?
I mean, look, he was before my time as well, but I've certainly watched a ton of highlights. And when I was working for the Redskins, I helped them do a lot of videos on the teams in the 80s and the 90s. And Art Monk, I mean, I remember a lot of fly routes, out routes, across the middle. He was like a fantastic route runner. And so, like, Mike Evans is a good route runner, but I almost think like there's others out there that are even better at creating that separation. That was his big thing, I feel like.
And he was big. He's not a small dude. He's maybe skinnier, but he's a tall guy. But anyways, found out Monk actually at Syracuse was a running back at first. Then transitioned to an All-American wide receiver. He was selected 18th overall to our Washington Redskins. And in his time at the Redskins, he was a three-time Super Bowl champion, which is, our only Super Bowls. And you, like you said, he's one of two players who are
I think it's two or three, yeah.
He's the first wide receiver to reach 900 career receptions. We talked about that. He's the NFL single-season catch record in 1984, 106. He held a bunch of franchise records, reception yards, and touchdowns for decades. And he was a Pro Football Hall of Famer in 2008. All-decades team, 1980s. He's third on all-time receiving lists. It was almost always a leading receiver in NFL, and I have it on bold quotations, king of the double move. one of the moments that I watch highlights, I'm a visual learner, one of the moments that I saw that is on every highlight was Super Bowl 22, Monk's 40-yard sideline catch versus the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
And
that Broncos highlights are just unreal. I mean, that was
he owns. Can you say he owns the Broncos?
That was the Washington offense at its peak.
That was a ridiculous. And I was watching it, and I'm thinking, like, you know, it's old. It's going to be cool. Maybe a like sideline, but this was over two guys. Monk runs a deep comeback route along the right sideline. QB Doug Williams fires it in rhythm. Monk hauls it in for a 40-yard. Tight roping the sideline with a defender all over him. If you guys haven't seen that, please look that up. That is an all-time catch, and now it's probably one of my favorite catches that I've seen on YouTube. Fun facts, I didn't know if you know this. In his first NFL game, he was on special teams, and he got the opening kick tackle, made the tackle.
Doc talked about how he was underrated on special teams.
He had a 230-yard game versus the Bears in 1985, and going to the 1990 season, he caught a pass in 100 straight regular season games. And I asked you, are we ever going to see another Art Monk on this Washington Commanders team? And you mentioned Terry McLaurin, Santana Moss. Do you think those guys are on his level or better?
No. The only guy would be Terry if he could play his whole career here and got the 13 touchdowns and then would have to get the Super Bowls. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to for me. It's the Super Bowls that he got.
And also, I want to mention that he had some good he had some good quarterbacks, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, Doug Williams, Joe Theismann, right? Am I crazy? Or Rippon?
Mark Rippon. Yep.
It was also throwing him the ball.
And that's why I'm so obsessed with Joe Gibbs, is the only coach to ever win three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. And we've been fans of this team, and we've seen how starving they are for a quarterback. But could you imagine winning a Super Bowl and then that guy's gone?
Yeah.
Like Joe Theismann then breaks his leg. And you got to go find a Doug Williams who was in Tampa, and then you got to win it with Mark. I mean, three Super Bowls, three different quarterbacks. That's the biggest thing that sticks out to me about the Gibbs era. It's unbelievable.
It was kind of almost a characteristic or a personality that the Redskins at that time had, is saying, listen, we're going to have a quarterback, like the quarterback. And if we get hurt, we're going to go get another one. And you know what? Because everyone wanted to throw to this guy, is what I realized. Everyone wanted to throw to a Monk who you know, he's kind of like the Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. Like, oh, screw it. Some Tyreek Hill's out there. I think that was what Joe Theismann said. Hey, if no one's open, well, Monk's open all the time. Williams, Monk's open. And honestly, it's very cool to learn about that kind of stuff, because coming from, you know, I haven't had a lot of great players. I mean, my players, Terry McLaurin, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed, those guys aren't Terry McLaurin maybe, but Hall of Fame level, I've never seen that. And so to learn about Art Monk and how good he really was, in this generation, he could still play. You can't say that about a lot of players.
No, you really can't. That was a pretty good book report.
Thank you.
I liked it. What's your conclusion? You know, you got to have a hypothesis, a conclusion.
In conclusion,
he could play in the league today.
In conclusion, Art Monk can play in the league. Art Monk would still be our wide receiver one. Art Monk would lead us to a Super Bowl with Jaden Daniels. I mean, imagine if we had Art Monk, Terry McLaurin, Debo, Jaden Daniels throwing them the ball, unstoppable. And I'm really sad that I wasn't in that era and that he's not in our era. But the best thing about him is what I heard is from, you know, Doc and all the YouTube videos I've watched is he's a great guy and he's a very humble guy. Like he, and in one of the interviews he said, like, they were talking about his game. Like, how did he play? And he was like, I don't want to talk about myself. It was a team-oriented win. Without Joe Theismann, without Doug Williams, I wasn't doing this or doing that. And so I like that about him the most. And besides his skill, is that type of player with that characteristic who's knows it's bigger than him. That's what I respect the most about Art Monk.
I'm Adam Epstein. That was Biff and his book report on Art Monk, who will be honored this season and will have his jersey number 81 retired. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.